In this interview, I interviewed my grandmother, Letty Ward, about how her children crossed her boundaries and the types of things that they took her through. This next segment will ask her about how was life in Jackson, Mississippi, and growing up as a foster child.
Wasn't too good, because we were living with different, me and my sister was living with different relatives. And they made different in us and the other children, because our mother was dead. And ain't nobody gonna treat you like your real parents. My oldest sister got married to some guy from Philadelphia. He was in the service, and he brought her up here. And after she had been up here for a while, then she brought me up, sent for me to come up here. And when I was 19 years old. And I've been up here ever since.
She is now living in Philadelphia with her 7 children. Her husband died shortly after she had her 3rd child. Majority of her boys are now on drugs, and she began to talk about how the community and how drugs affected her children.
It wasn't that easy raising up 7 kids. Even though I had got married, my husband, he wasn't that good. He started drinking and everything. I didn't just lack him, but he just kept me upset all the time. What you mean, how the community, the ghetto, that's all I can tell you. A lot of people liked my children. They liked my children. They respected people, but they would still go out and do what boys would get into out in the street. I loved my children and everything. I had a good relationship with them. The only thing is, the boys just, they was hard-headed. They were able to do whatever I tell them not to do. They go ahead and do something else. They do it just the opposite. What I tell them to do one thing, they go start going out there getting in trouble. All I could, they just didn't listen. They didn't do too much talking back, but they just go ahead and do what they wanted to do. The whole problem was when they brought the sorry drugs, when kids got on drugs, that was the worst thing that happened in my life. Because I hate drug dealers, because there's so many weak people out here and they'll sell it to anybody. Now, thank God that none of my daughters get out there get on no drugs or nothing.
Now that she notices drugs are slowly but surely becoming a part of her children's daily lives, she notices changes in her children. The main changes she sees is inside of Victor, Lindsay, and Jerome Moore. She begins to talk about how their lives went downhill.
I think Victor's more of a problem. He comes around, get on my nerves, and start running his mouth about the grandkids coming, how I treat my grandkids as if he's a child himself, like he's jealous of the grandkids. Well, he got on drugs. That was his main problem. He got on drugs, and then he started getting in trouble and being out there on drugs and stuff. And he wound up going to prison. He was out there, I don't know if he was selling drugs or buying drugs. I don't know what it was, but anyway, I was in the kitchen cooking, and I heard all this noise, and my dog started barking. I asked him, what he come in there for? What he come in there for? I don't sell no drugs. So they told me he was running from them. And they locked him up. Get out the next day. Jerome is a nerd. He is getting a nerd. He come and complain, run his mouth, and talk about think it's a big thing because he went to prison. He kept on getting in trouble, and I started going to take him to court and everything, and I had to ask people to please take him off the street before somebody killed him.
Not only did they bring problems to my grandma, her 2 children also brought problems to the home. Getting their house shot at and almost injuring one of their siblings.
Jerome was at the game ward, and then that caused other people to come to my house by me being a single woman in there with the kids, and they shot in my house, and the bullet ricocheted off of Michelle's head. And when they shot in the house, I had called the police, and the police, they took their own time by coming. They didn't do nothing. They knew about the gang war. They didn't do nothing about it.
Do you want to talk about that time y'all shooting or not?
No, I ain't saying nothing. No.
Mom, I want you to see her face right now. No, you ain't like going to get locked up or something.
I ain't going to no stuff like this.
Huh?
I'm not going to no stuff like this.
Why?
You want to know too damn much about the business now.
Not only did drugs take over two of her children's lives, she also lost her oldest son to drugs.
And the worst thing was when I lost my oldest son.
And what's his name?
His name was William. He died from kidney problems. That was from a long time of drug abuse. He was more of an easy going person. And everything, he just got messed up on drugs. It was a hurting thing when I found out about all of them being on drugs.
Till this day, she is still receiving phone calls about her problem children.
Hello? Victor? Beg pardon? I don't know. He comes in and out. I can't tell you what time he's going to be here. They keep on calling for Victor Lindsay. Keep on calling. I don't know if this is from a debt he owes or some kind of thing. They keep calling.
She now sits back and reflects on life and how things could have possibly been different. She also states who she believes that really let her down more in life than anyone else.
My boy is the one that really let me down in life. It took a lot out of me. It would drain anybody. You get tired of telling people stuff over and over. And from juvenile prison to adult prison. But he never listened. I'm tired of him crossing my boundaries. And I'm tired. And all I want to do is get some rest. And I'm not even worried about them no more. If I had a mother, maybe my life wouldn't have been that way, and I would have been able to know more about family. But I had to do everything on my own. Nobody to help me.
Thank you for listening to the story about how my grandmom's children crossed her boundaries. I hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.